I am, like many people, are heartbroken, angry, confused as to how we find ourselves here. And the reality is that as we seek to figure out what is happening in what is truly an unprecedented summer, it requires us to ask tough questions, to do deep deliberation, and to put all hands on deck. All hands on deck means that rather than standing and pointing fingers, we work together.
That's Kim Fox, the estate attorney of Cook County. Earlier today in her own press conference, her own press availability, and I was watching it, my mouth just dropped wide open. It turned into much more of a, hey, it wasn't me, kind of a press conference than a leader standing up and going, here's what we need to do to try to stem this. We elect public officials, whether we elect the Cook County State's Attorney, Sheriff, the mayor of the city of Chicago, obviously police superintendents are then appointed by the mayor of the city of Chicago to keep us safe. And this city is not safe. It has not been safe for a very long time. For a very long time. But now the city is being racked by looting, by civil disobedience in a way that has nothing to do with the politics of civil disobedience. And one of the questions that has been asked, especially about the rise in this, even before the pandemic, was what is this all about? Why is there this rise in crime? So Kim Fox, earlier today, this is just in her prepared remarks, this is not even in the question and answer, she said,
I think it's incumbent upon us, for the people that we serve, and I say all of us, who the people that we serve, that we have an honest conversation about what's happening right now. It does not serve us to have dishonest blame games when all of our hearts are breaking by what we are seeing.
And then?
We're at a weird space. I don't have a better word than weird. We're going to look back at 2020 and there are going to be a lot more questions than answers. But it requires us to be thoughtful in our approach. We are hurting. We are frustrated. We are anxious. And what we saw last night and whatever manifestation that was has us righteously or rightfully concerned. Our way out of this is working together.
She was right the first time. This should be righteously concerned. Not rightfully concerned, righteously concerned. We had righteous indignation about what we saw with George Floyd. We have to have righteous indignation about what we saw last night. It is not right. It is not okay. And the Tribune today, this was a difficult situation for her because the Tribune today released a story about the difference between between Kim Fox's running of the state attorney's office and her predecessor, Anita Alvarez, in terms of how many cases actually get dismissed. This is her reaction.
If you read the article, it didn't go into the numbers specifically as it related to murders or sexual assaults. The bulk of the cases that have been dropped by this administration as compared to the previous administration were drug cases. And I believe that the article said that 40% of the cases that have come into us were drug cases. And going through the data, and we spent a substantial amount of time talking to the Chicago Tribune and going through the data with them, the numbers were statistically insignificant, which is why they weren't listed in the report related to murders.
Gary Marks is one of the authors of this report in the Chicago Tribune today. Gary, your reaction to what she just said there?
Well, what she just said miscategorized our story. Of course, it wasn't statistically insignificant. It was statistically significant, the differences. And, I think that it's incumbent upon the state's attorney to take responsibility and try to figure out what to do about it. I mean, it's so interesting that she talks about how, you know, criminal justice reform, she says, did not lead to an increase in violence over the last 3 years. But now that there is increased violence, she doesn't appear to be taking responsibility for it. So I just don't understand her reaction. Obviously, she is correct in saying that the mayor and her and the police superintendent need to work together. But my God, I mean, she's the chief prosecutor here, not taking responsibility and not speaking directly to our story is disingenuous as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. The Cook County, this is directly from your story today. Cook County State's Attorney's Office dropped all charges against 29.9% of felony defendants during the first 3 years of Kim Fox's tenure, higher than the 19.4%. So you got a 10.5% differential in the dropping of felony charges from the Anita Alvarez to the Kim Fox tenure. 10% difference in that. And that's just in the dropping. So that's actually a 30% difference as you look at it from statistic to statistic. And the other piece here is she talked about sex crimes. She dropped almost 10% of the sex crime allegations compared to 6.5% by Anita Alvarez. And in narcotics cases, she dropped 53.8% of the cases. And in escape, this is an amazing number. In escape cases, these are people who eluded police or literally got out of jail, which that does happen, unfortunately. 34% of those cases were dropped by Kim Fox compared to 4% by Anita Alvarez. I mean, these are very hard statistics in the aftermath and in the perspective of what we're looking at happening on the streets here to be able to stomach.
Yeah, I mean, crime is very complex. So I'm not drawing a direct connection between, these increased in cases that are dropped and the violence that took place last night. It is complex. It's not simple. But again, for her not to accept responsibility and say, this is what I'm going to do, to me is disingenuous. And she is correct. 40% of the cases, that were dropped were narcotics cases. But as we pointed out, she dropped one out of every four Class X drug cases. That's drug trafficking. Those are the most serious drug cases compared to one out of nine for her predecessor, Alvarez. And we know that drug trafficking and these serious drug crimes are fueling the violence here. So she's being disingenuous when she talks in which she presents our story. She's incorrect. And I think she needs to answer for that.
She was asked a lot of questions at the press conference. I ended up walking away from the press conference at the end, and she was addressing each member of the press by their first name, and saying she accused some of the reporters on that scene of being unfair to her. And the overarching thing I took away from it was her excuse that, this is a unique time in American history.
We've seen a global pandemic that has caused devastating job losses across the country, particularly here in Chicago. We've seen a global pandemic coupled with civil unrest, coupled with an economic depression, and we've seen the violence that we've seen now. And the reality is we talk about the reflection that we must do in answering the questions beyond a soundbite and a finger point. It's being asked across the country.
Okay, and she points to the fact that New York has seen a surge in violence and in crime. LA has seen it as well. Fine, not like we've seen it.
Absolutely.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely true. I mean, we are so far off. Unfortunately, we have so many more homicides here and other serious crime than New York and L.A. does at this point. So, again, she's right in the broader context. This is an unprecedented time. You know, we are in unbelievably difficult economic circumstances. We've got the pandemic and there is civil disobedience, but that has nothing to do there are other reasons for the homicide rate. I mean, going through the roof here and for kids being killed, et cetera, et cetera. And again, for the chief prosecutor not to directly answer these questions and not take any responsibility, to me, just is very, very disappointing. And again, I don't have the answers. Smarter people than me have been working on these issues for decades and decades, but she is our chief prosecutor. Tell me something more that we're in an unprecedented time and there's a pandemic and civil unrest out there. Please. As a resident of this city.
Yeah, I could not. Gary Marks from the Chicago Tribune, thank you very much. Thank you for writing this. It's a very important article today. I encourage people to read it. I couldn't agree more. What I did not hear there during that press conference today was leadership. I did not hear leadership. What I heard was, hey, it's not me. It's the global pandemic. It's everything else. We're trying. And almost like a shrug. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, these business owners downtown and these people who are scared in downtown and the people who are scared in Englewood every single night, and they've been that way for 40 years, and the people who are scared every night in South Shore, and the people in this city who now don't exactly know how to go about their lives, they need leadership. They don't need somebody pointing a finger somewhere else and saying, oh, I got nothing to do with this, especially from the chief law enforcement officer, theoretically, of the County of Cook. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you for what you've done. All right, we've got news right now for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's Kim Gordon.